This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam. Ooh.
I'm blanking on so many different levels. Welcome to the show, you guys. This is Eric Nam. Welcome to the K-pop DevOps show with me, Eric Nam. We're going to go through some affirmations, you guys. Repeat after me. I am smart. I am strong. I can do anything. I am smart. I am strong. I can do anything. Why are you laughing at me, Diane? Don't judge me. Look, I saw a message and I saw a review where they're like, I really liked your Monday morning affirmations and good vibes. Can you do it again? So we're just doing it again, guys. We are smart. We are beautiful. We are strong. We can do anything. And that's how we like to start our Mondays. So it's Monday, and of course, we're back with a new episode of K-Pop Tebak. Welcome to the show. This is not a new show, but probably just a little bit closer of a look into some of your favorite K-pop songs and new ones that are released, and me just talking about random stuff. Of course, you guys can join us at The Tebak Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And there are incredibly enticing videos of me just looking like a just amazing hot piece of snackage on YouTube. So go to Dive Studios on YouTube and check out these hot, steamy video clips. That was me inhaling humidifier. Just good for your note and throws. Note and throat. That was throat and nose put together. It's called note and throws. Wow, you guys are in for a great show because I have not slept since, I don't know, I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning. Before we go any further, you guys, I will completely forgive you guys if you do this one thing. You go to whatever your platform you're streaming on. If it's Spotify, you go and you subscribe to the show, K-Pop Tabak Show. All right, if you're on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, please go and give it 5-star rating and leave us a rate and review because that's how we keep this one light on. All right, of course, there's a website, tabakshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter. There are some really, really offensive and shocking and embarrassing GIFs that accompany every newsletter. Have you been seeing these? Oh my Lord, there are... It's me, like my face juxtaposed and like put onto girl group music videos. And it's ridiculous. But we have a staff member who focuses on making me look great on these newsletters. So definitely would check it out. Highly recommend it. You can get it on the website, tebakshow.com. Sign up for it. All right, guys, so before we go into our first song, I want to talk about my brand new song first. It's called Love Die Young. Please don't let this love die young. Please don't let this love die young. If I'm gonna lose someone, don't let it be And it's a song that I wrote this past July with some very frequent collaborators of mine, notably Rabbit, who's a producer out in L.A., and if you guys haven't done so, you guys should definitely check it out. The song itself is about not wanting a love or relationship to fizzle out and burn out and just trying to hold on to it. So like the main lyric is like, please don't let this love die young. Please don't let this love die young. If I'm going to lose someone, don't let it be you. And then it goes, please don't let this love die young. If I'm going to love someone, then let it be you. But for me, like, you know, as I was doing the songwriting process for this song and this album, which comes out November 14th, I was trying to kind of speak not only in terms of love and relationships, but also in terms of where I am personally. And I think especially in July, it was like right after my European tour and I went straight to LA and I was supposed to write a brand new album. And it was just, I was so exhausted and burned out. And I think for me, like, I was at a point where I just had so much on my plate that I was just so drowning in work and tired. And I wanted to write music that kind of said stuff like, you know, I'm burned out, I'm tired, I'm exhausted. And so one song that we wrote that it actually isn't on this album is called Burnout, quite literally. But then we said, okay, let's do another one that could be maybe about love or a relationship and how fragile relationships are and how quickly they can really fade and die and just like become nothing. So we wanted to play with, you know, the idea of like, what happens when a relationship is over? Like, where do those memories go? And like all the flowers that we had been, you know, given to each other, like in your hair, they're now on our grave. And it only took like just a little bit amount of pressure for our relationship to fall apart. And so those are the types of like sentiments and the ideas that we put into this song. And so even in the lyric video, if you guys check it out on YouTube, there's, you know, a lot of imagery of flowers kind of wilting and coming alive and, you know, oceans and stuff a lot with, has to do with a lot of nature, but things kind of going through the circle of life kind of stuff. So that's Love Die Young. I personally, you know, it's obviously one of my favorite songs. It's the pre-release single. If you guys go to Spotify or Apple Music or Deezer or Jukes or whatever you listen to it on, please save it, download it, stream it, share it to your friends. So much love and hard work went into this album and the single. And obviously, I would love it and appreciate it if you guys would help really just blow this up and like stream the hell out of it. And follow me and download it on all the socials and stuff. So that's Love Die Young. Hope you guys really, really love it. And let's move on to our next song. ATEEZ, they're back with Wonderland. So they're back with their new EP, Treasure. Ep Finn, All to Action, released October 8th. The song, it kind of like gets you hyped and inspired to like, quote unquote, do things. Go do things, you know? And the song is about how they're creating a wonderland where everybody's dreams can come true and thrive. Members Hong Jun and Mingi helped create the song as lyricists. And the music video, if you guys haven't seen it, there's a lot going on. A lot of production, a lot of CG, a lot of choreography, a lot of marching, a lot. Right? That's very descriptive. If you don't get it, then clearly you just got to go see the video. That's pretty much my goal, is for you to go to the video and say, hey, Taebak Show sent me, now come on the show, because Eric Nam has been putting on for you guys since the very beginning. Word or not word? Word. So they're still considered a rookie group, but as you guys know, I've been like saying they're probably going to be making moves, and they have. RCA picked them up in the States. They signed them earlier this year. RCA is home to acts such as Khalid and other really big people. So yeah, I'm excited not only about this EP, but you know, I just keep monitoring what they're doing. Just keep watching what they're doing. I think they're going on tour again soon. I'm sure they'll sell out all those cities. And they still got that bright future ahead of them. So one of the prompts is, what song gets me really, really amped? Oh gosh, what songs get you amped?
Truth Hurts.
Oh! Actually, that gets me amped recently too. Lizzo?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. She's just so, she's like that bad bitch, but like likable. That's why it's like, okay, I see you, Lizzo. She's great. Anywho, yes, but yeah, I like Lizzo recently. Lizzo has been getting me amped. It's like a very feel-good song. Do you know what generally gets me really amped? Is reggaeton. Like all that Latin stuff. Whoo, that gets me really fired up. Hold on. There's this new song that I've been listening to. Maluma, baby. J Balvin. Colombia. Reggaeton just gets me hyped up. Huh. Huh. Qué pena. J Balvin and Maluma. It's like, to me, reggaeton doesn't even need to be like crazy hype. It's just that beat and those sounds that make me want to just like move.
Hips.
Yeah, I was going to say gyrate my hips, but I didn't want to. Yeah, these types of songs make me really, really amped. So anyways, let's move on to the next song. Next song, what we got? We got Card with Dumb Liddy. Alright, so Card is back with Dumb Liddy. They came out in September, actually. And Dumb Liddy, this song was produced by BM Matthew himself. And yeah, as you guys know, Card has BM, Jiwoo, Jaysef, and Somin. And this is another aggressive haters gonna hate and we gonna stay winning anthem. And each member portrays an iconic mythological god, including Thor, Athena, Aphrodite. But anyways, as you guys know, Card, they're incredibly popular, particularly in Latin America. And they're there right now. I actually texted with BM today. They're in Brazil. They are then hitting North America. I believe they're doing LA, Philly, Atlanta, Bucket Theater, where I performed last year, and a few other cities. And good news, I got confirmation from BM that he will be joining us on the show. So sometime in November, he's going to be on the show with us. He was like, yeah, I saw that you invited me to the show. And I was like, should I call him out? I'm like, and you did not respond. But I was just like, all right, that's cool. Just come join us on the show. So we're excited to have BM on the show in a few weeks. So if you guys want, go ahead, DM us your messages and questions for him. And we'll keep those on file for when he joins us on the show. All right, cool. The question here is, if you had to be the god of what would it be? Right now, if I could be the god of anything, it would be amazing health. Isn't that very practical? Like, so practical. I'd totally be about it. Just, I'm gonna be healthy forever. I'm gonna be healthy forever. Yeah. I guess, like, could you just put God in front of anything and you could just be, like, you say, like, I'm the god of the ocean?
Mm-hmm,
like, yeah. Moana, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
Poseidon.
Isn't there that other god that, like, in Moana?
Oh, that Maui?
Maui. Yeah. I mean...
You mean The Rock?
The Rock is a god.
I want to be god of The Rock.
The god. Yeah, I would be of good health and of, like, I would say dance moves, but I'm already the god of that. So it's, like, not really reaching. It's, you know, it's already in my reach. It's accessible. Are you picking at something? What, like, do you have something in your eye? What's going on? Why are you just, like, completely blowing me off right now?
Move on.
All right. Next up, we have a new song from a relatively unknown artist. It's Lam C's Prayer. All right, so that is Prayer, Kido, by Lam C. Lam C is an indie singer-songwriter, and he announced that this song, all the proceeds are going to be going towards cancer research and cancer causes in Korea. And the song is about praying for somebody who is going through a difficult time. It's a very, very simple video, but we chose this song because, first of all, we wanted to every once in a while, obviously, talk about indie artists and people who aren't as well-known. But we also really like that this has a cause behind it. October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I don't know if it is internationally. Let's look at it. October 1st through October 31st is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's to educate people about early screening and testing and that kind of stuff. I actually was part of an event a few days ago. It was like the Estee Lauder, the cosmetics company. They have like a pink festival every year, and it's about creating awareness for breast cancer. So yeah, it's cool that, you know, using music and your art and what you have to provide funds and awareness and campaign for certain causes that are very important. And I feel like I've been talking about that a good bit recently, which I'm down with. So, yeah, I feel like breast cancer is something, just cancer in general affects everybody in the world. And breast cancer also is found in men. I don't know if you knew this, but it also affects men. And it is a illness or a disease that affects so many families beyond just, you know, the individuals who are diagnosed with it. So, yeah, just one good thing that we wanted to kind of shed a light on. So if you guys stream the song, if you guys download it, the proceeds are going to cancer research and campaigns and sources of stuff. I'm lacking the right words for it, but you guys know what I mean. All right, so that's Lamsey's Prayer. All right, we're going to go into some rambles. We haven't rambled in a while. Let's ramble.
Crazy Ramblings with Eric Nam.
Crazy Ramblings. All right, you guys. SNL has, in the States, some great material right now because Trump's going through impeachment. Keep my feelings to myself. You probably don't know I don't like him. I don't like the guy. All right. I don't like him. I don't agree with the divisive nature of his politics and his bullying of people. And I feel like he just goes beyond so many boundaries that should not be crossed. And so I don't agree with it. So if you support him, yeah, let's talk in detail because I really need you to not vote for him when that happens.
Register to vote.
And register to vote. Anyways, going back to SNL, I love SNL because they just pummel great things that should be pummeled.
Were you ever on Korean SNL?
I was.
How was that?
I was on Korean SNL 2016. And it was really fun. I had a good time. I was super stressed though. Because like my Korean's not that great. But I was the host for it and the musical guest. So, and it was the week I was doing, I came back with Good For You. The album interview. So, you know, I was learning choreography. I was learning songs. I was doing all these events, press, PR. And I think that was kind of like the start of like the peak of my career, really. So I was overworked, exhausted. And I was like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. So like the producers, the station heads, they like came, they like chased me down. They came to other TV networks where I was shooting other things, came into my dressing room, was like, please, you must do this. I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, this is overwhelming. This is a lot. Like, we need to make this happen. And they came back like multiple times, like, please do this with us. And I was like, can we do any other week where I don't have to put on, because I was doing, you know, all the music shows, all the broadcast, all the radio. But they're like, no, we need you to do it this week because we want it to coincide with your album. It's going to be good for your album, blah, blah, blah. And I remember, so that Saturday, so that week of, not only am I preparing for music shows, you have to shoot digital shorts, right? So I was not sleeping for like 3 days in a row, shooting this thing called 3 Minute Boyfriend, where it's like, I guess the best way to equate it is like instant oatmeal, but it creates like instant curry. And you put it in a microwave, and if you put it on for like 3 minutes, then like, an instant boyfriend appears. And how was that instant boyfriend? So there was like Nikkyamma, which means like overly like over dramatic and like super like ugh, cheesy kind of guy. There was the overly sexy guy. There was the super crazy, like unnecessary, weird thing. Like all these different things. So that did really well. That went incredibly viral. And then the other one, yeah, you should look it up. It has a bajillion views on it. And I remember it also became a big deal because they tried to make me dress up as Gandhi.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not doing that. That's like very culturally insensitive. So we like fought. Not fought. Like I was like, there's no way I'm doing it. And they had to, the writers had to get back together and they made me become Krillin from Dragon Ball Z. Like the bald character with like the six dots on his forehead. So if you guys see that picture or gif of me on the internet, that's what it's from. And there was like another digital sword. So anyways, so I do that. Saturday comes. I'm freaked out. I'm panicked because I'm the host of SNL Korea. And I have to like be live and do everything in Korean. And I have to sing a bunch of songs. Like sing my own. I had to sing like Bruno Mars 24K because that was like the big hit that year. But we had already booked not only NBC's music core, 음악중심. We had also booked a mall event. Like 2 hours away. Oh, wow. So in the morning, we go to NBC. We shoot Good For You. We do all that. Then we go straight to, I think it was Suwon. And on the weekend, yeah, it's far, you know. It's far. So on the weekend, cars get super packed. It took like 2 hours getting there. Did a mall event. I had to get back in time for rehearsal. Missed like half of the rehearsals and then we go straight into dry run. So I'm fully panicked. Luckily, I did not mess it up. It went off very well and I ended up having a good time. So it was a fun time. Unfortunately, SNL Korea is no longer around. They stopped it. But
you'll just have to go on the American one.
That's my next goal. Being on the US one. That's my next goal. I'm really hoping that I can make it happen. I've been to SNL once. I saw Hillary Clinton there and I saw Miley Cyrus where she was doing like the weird like dress up like a unicorn and have like colors and everything. I don't remember what song it was. I was just like, what is she doing? But yeah, I like SNL. I love SNL. But anyways, congrats to Bo and Yang, by the way. He's the first East Asian cast member. Really? Ever? That's insane. That's insane. But congrats and excited to see like Asian people portrayed on the show. Like how has that not already been done? I am going to New York soon. I'm going to New York to do a big PR press run for the new album. So I'll be there doing PR and press. I'm also doing a YouTube music night. So this is, I don't know what the logistics are, but if you're in New York, I'm doing a, it's like a very intimate showcase for the new album. And they let in like, I want to say maybe 100 fans. And I'll be doing music from my new album for the first time ever anywhere.
It's probably at the Chelsea Market.
Yeah, it's at the Chelsea Market. There. Yeah, that's where we're doing it. So that's going to be really cool. I'm excited to see fans there. And I think a lot of industry people will be there. So I'm excited to have people finally hear the music, see my fans. Hopefully, I want to do some podcasts while I'm there. I want to do some podcasts. I go to LA tomorrow. So hopefully do some. Actually, probably it's too last minute, right? So yeah, if you guys have some favorite podcasts, please go ahead and tag us at Tebak Show and on my Twitter, Eric Nam Official. With the show, and maybe we can do a show together. Also, if you want, you know, I'm totally down to interview people for my other new show that's coming out while I'm in New York as well. So people that you think or that you know are in New York, go ahead, tag them on the internet and hopefully we can have a conversation with them. BM, when I texted him, he was like, yeah, I saw that you invited me. I was like, yeah, bro, get on here. So he's coming. And yeah, like that's like pretty much all I'm doing. I'm just preparing for the album. I'm like nervous about this though, because it's all English. I've never done it before.
Podcast or album?
Album.
Right.
Album. I'll be performing it for the first time at GMF, which is like Grand Mint Festival this weekend. I'll be performing the first thing, not even single, like the pre-release song, Love Dying There. So yeah, it'll be good. album's absolute fire. It's amazing. It's going to blow your mind. It's not like anything I've done before. I think lyrically and sonically, it's a little bit more of a mature sound. But yeah, look out for an episode just about the music coming very soon. And of course, you guys, please subscribe to the Dive Studios YouTube and my personal YouTube, youtube.com/EricNam, where there are a lot of behind the scenes stuff about music and vlogs and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, let's start wrapping it up. I should just be a singer. No, I don't want to just say goodbye. Oh, Sam Kim's calling me. Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
Where was? Okay. All right, guys. So have a great week. Have a great night, day, morning, study session, dance session. We're not going to say makeout session like I did last week. I was listening to that. And I was like, why did I say that? I have no idea. And be happy. Go ahead. Check out our website. Rate us. Love us. Love you guys. All right. Fine. Bye.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300. We'll be right back.